Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a very useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to call your boss. We have Melissa Bethel. Melissa is the managing director of Bain Capital, and she is also the first ever female partner. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
你好,
Xiaolan.
Okay, we are going to learn how to call your boss. And in Chinese, we call the male boss and female boss slightly differently.
老板 and 老板娘.
Gosh, okay, so what is 老板 then?
老板 literally, I think, translates into old plank.
Yes.
And it's just a very common phrase in most Chinese everyday life, where you would go into a shop and you would use the phrase quite regularly as a greeting almost when you walk into a small family-owned shop and say, 老板,你好.
That's right. So 老板 is old plank. That's how we call the boss. The position of the boss could be, for example, you go to a convenience store or when you are in a big corporation or the head of the White House, we can call them 老板.
Yeah.
Old plank. So next time when you go to the White House and see Obama or different figures, you say, hi, old plank. Do you think they would be flattered?
I suspect so. I mean, I always love that phrase because it's a very vibrant phrase that you see in everyday life. Mm-hmm. And it also, I think, signifies just how entrepreneurial most Chinese society is. Everybody aspires to run their own little business. Family-owned businesses everywhere on the streets that you'll see. It's almost a sign of courtesy, you know, when you go into the shops to, you know, dress the proprietor as the boss.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty flattered. Okay, shall we get the pronunciation right for the audience?
Absolutely.
老板, 老.
老.
老 means old. 板.
板.
板. Both are third tone, so in this case, we make the first word 老 lighter, so that may sound slightly like second tone. 老板.
老板.
And you can use that for both male and female, but if you really want to show your respect for the female, you can say 老板娘.
老板娘.
老板娘. And 娘 is means lady. So in China or in many places, family business, you have both husband and wife looking after the same business. So in this case, the wife of the boss can also be called 老板娘. Even if she doesn't look after the business.
That's right. And what I absolutely love about it is a lot of Chinese businesses very much is a family affair. And so the father or the husband usually is the front of house salesman. But everybody knows the power rests in the
your mom
with the female proprietress,
right,
whom we often call 老板娘.
Yep.
And whenever you go into a shop, you'll always sometimes be surprised by how much haggling there can be,
yep,
on the streets of either Taiwan or China. And what I've often found, the best haggling technique is not necessarily with the 老板. You have to get the 老板娘 involved.
Right.
Because she's actually the one that usually keeps track of the figures.
Yes.
And the cash.
With the real power.
And the margins. And right, knows just what kind of discount she can actually afford.
Yep. And she's the one who gives pocket money to 老板.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's repeat 老板.
老板.
老板娘.
老板娘.
And it's very interesting to say 娘 because 娘, of course, it means lady. But at the same time, in the olden days, a young child could call his mom 娘.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 娘 means mom. So that shows how the social hierarchy, 老板娘 is higher level than 老板. So next time, if you really want to flatter your boss and your boss's wife, make sure you call them properly, 老板娘, and say that in a very sweet way, 老板娘.
That's definitely the way to promotion.
Exactly. Yes, and I guess now your team, they learn this episode and they will call you, Melissa, 老板娘.
I wish it was that easy.
老板娘,你好美, 老板娘. Thanks for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we learn how to make your boss really happy. 老板, 老板娘. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you've learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.